What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Today we have a wild story to talk about, and it has to do with a wife who shot her husband dead during a Facebook Live argument. So let's just get right to the article, and let's see what kind of madness is in store for us. This article is from thedailymail.com. Headline, Wife Shoots Husband Dead on Facebook Live After Furious Argument Over Housework. As she's heard screaming, I don't want to go to jail. Well, don't point a gun at somebody and don't pull the trigger and you might not end up in jail. Imagine getting into an argument with your significant other and killing them over housework. I mean, come on, man. You want to talk about senseless, unneeded, and unnecessary? Well, this story is it. The author of this article is Hope Sloop. A Mississippi woman is accused of fatally shooting her husband while streaming an argument they were having on Facebook Live Saturday morning. Now, why would you be streaming an argument you're having with your significant other? If you're on Facebook Live or whatever, and you get into it with your dude or your chick, why wouldn't you just turn Facebook Live off and go handle your business? This whole entire thing of all of your information, all of your drama, everything being aired on social media is bizarre as fuck. And people need to chill with that. Social media, Facebook, the rest of it, that's not where your laundry goes. Your dirty laundry goes into the basket, not onto social media. Police say Kadeja Michelle Brown, 28, has been charged with murder after she allegedly shot and killed Jeremy Brown, 28, inside their home in Loudoun County. In shocking video before the incident, the woman confronts her husband, who she says is never home to help with their children, as Kadeja's mother is also heard. And think about how many lives have been ruined now, all because this lady got angry, pointed a gun at her dude, and pulled the trigger. The kids, this guy's family, and the lady who pulled the trigger, Miss Brown here, she's going to prison forever. She murdered this dude on live TV, so there's no gray area here. She's going to be in big trouble, and she's going to go to prison probably for the rest of her life. And guess what? Play stupid games, and you win stupid prizes. At one point, the fight turns physical, with Jeremy repeatedly tells his wife, keep your hands off me, and to leave him alone, even as he's knocked into the phone, which had been set down on a piece of furniture. Just before the shot is heard, Kadeja is heard yelling, I'll kill your ass, bitch. Afterward, Kadeja and her mother scream loudly, with Kadeja saying, I don't want to go to jail, and her mother running out of the house screaming, help me, as children are heard crying in the background. Imagine, this is the environment that these poor children have to grow up in, and now they've witnessed this bullshit, all because the mom here can't handle her business like an adult. So the children, once again, are the ones who suffer. And if you think I have any empathy for this lady, you have another thing coming. The Facebook Live began with Kadeja lamenting about her husband not being home to help with their kids. According to social media posts, the couple had 4 kids together. Kadeja and her own mother go back and forth discussing how Jeremy is not around to help her with the housework and children before Jeremy walks in the door. And even if that was the case, why would you take it to Facebook Live and talk to a bunch of strangers or whatever about your personal issues with your dude? That's not going to lead to anything good. That's only going to lead to more madness and misery for all of you. The man appears to be talking on the phone with another person as the wife continues to film their interaction. Kadeja attempts to grab the man's phone as she attempts to goad him into talking. Don't touch me. I'll call the police over that, Jeremy says. As the wife becomes increasingly physical, her mother accosts the man. This is your family. You're supposed to be here helping, taking care of these kids, Kadeja's mother tells Jeremy. And the mother here, well, mother of the year, right? Instead of trying to defuse the situation, she's egging her daughter on and throwing gas on a fire that's already been ignited. During one of the first tussles between the couple, the phone streaming the video is knocked down and the camera is blacked out. The couple continues to fight, with Kadeja's mother saying just 1 second before the shot goes off, y'all need to start talking about this. A loud bang is then heard, followed by screaming, and Kadeja yelling, oh shit, I don't want to go to jail. Imagine that's the first thing you say, and not, oh my god, I shot my man, or I shot my girl. And it shows you what her mindset is here. And honestly, this lady deserves to go to prison. Anyone who picks up a gun like this during an argument and points it at somebody and then pulls the trigger, Yeah, you deserve to be behind bars and caged up because you can't be around other people. If you're going to do that with the man you're supposedly in love with, the father of your children, how would you treat a stranger? So, you're a menace to society and you have to be behind bars. Enjoy the rest of your life in that little cell. Among the screaming, the woman's mother can be heard running out of the home. Khadija's mom yells out, "Help me," repeatedly outside. "I want daddy," a child not seen on the camera can be heard crying. "Your daddy's dead," Khadija responds through sobs. Oh my God, can you imagine saying that to your child after you just got done shooting their father? Talk about an absolute psychopathic maniac. The child continues crying loudly. As the woman begins screaming, the gun went off. No, it didn't go off. You put your finger on the trigger and you pulled it. And it's on you that you didn't check the chamber. It's on you that you even had that gun in the first place and aiming it at somebody over a dumbass argument about housework. "I didn't know one in the chamber," Khadija cries out. "I'm sorry, baby." According to Jeremy's Facebook page, the couple celebrated their anniversary earlier this month. In a post from October, the husband discussed his not-perfect relationship. "I just want to say, I know people like to judge about me and my wife's relationship, about us being so perfect. We are not perfect. We are humans just like everybody else," Jeremy wrote. "Yes, I have 4 children with my wife. Nah, not by multiple women. Just wanted to let that be known just because people like to run and talk. If you're gonna talk, speak facts," he continued. So this is a guy, was taking care of his family, living with his wife, his 4 kids, and doing the best he could, I'm sure. And all over some housework. Imagine throwing your whole life away, ruining your children's lives, killing your husband, all over some dishes, or maybe they didn't want to help clean up. Sure, it's annoying, I get it. Nobody wants to do all of the chores, especially if you got 4 kids running around, pain in the chops, I get it. But really, this is your reaction? This is what you do? You go from 0 to 5 million miles per hour, where you pull out the toolie in the middle of an argument with your husband and pull the trigger? I mean, the decay in society in general is nauseating. That anyone would think that something like this is okay is just beyond me. According to Loudoun County Sheriff Eddie Hawkins, a 9mm handgun was recovered at the scene along with other physical evidence. Brown was taken into custody without incident and transported to Loudoun County Adult Detention Center. No bond has been set at this time, and I doubt she's ever going to get out. I mean, who's going to bond her out? The bond's going to be very expensive. And we have to remember that not only did she kill her husband, she did it in front of those children. So for me, that elevates it to a whole nother level. It's bad enough that you killed your husband. The fact that the children are all present, we hear them crying in the video for their daddy, all of that. As far as I'm concerned, if I was a juror, I'd be going with the harshest penalty that the prosecution put on the table. Because people like this, they don't deserve any sympathy from society or from the courts. There was a history of domestic violence between Brown and the victim. This was a tragic and senseless murder, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of the victim, Hawkins said in a statement. Fortunately, Brown is in custody, and we look forward to the criminal justice system holding her accountable, Hawkins said. So look, we don't know the full history of their relationship as far as domestic violence or anything like that, but I'm sure we're going to get more information about it as we learn more about this case. But as far as the incident in question, there's no doubt what happened here, and there's no doubt who was responsible. The fact that you pull out a gun like this in the middle of an argument over something as pedantic as housework is just unbelievable. And then the no remorse, right? Oh my God, I don't want to go to jail. Not that I just killed Jeremy. No, not that I just killed my husband, the father of my children. I don't want to go to jail. It's not about her kids. It's not about anything else but herself. And it shows you what kind of self-serving person she more than likely is. And with this video, forget it. There's no way she's getting off of this. This lady's for sure going to get convicted. The only question, at least in my mind at this point, is how long is she going to get? If there was a history of domestic violence previously, and he was the aggressor, that might come into play during sentencing, but still, she's going to go to prison for this. There's no doubt about that. The question now is, how long? And what will the sentence be? Will it be a life sentence? Will it be 25 to life with possibility of parole? That's all going to be up to the courts. But when the jurors get a view of that video and see it for themselves of this lady recklessly pointing a gun at her husband and pulling the trigger, well, we all know how that's going to end. And it's not going to end well for Khadijah Brown. And now these four babies not only lost their pops, but they lost their mom too. And now for the rest of their lives, they're going to have to go on knowing that not only did their mom kill their dad, but they had to be there to witness it. And you already know the jury is going to have that at the forefront of their mind once the trial comes rolling around. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. All of the information that goes with the episode can be found in the description box.